Well, we are moving on as we consider another example of what? What have we been looking at these past months there? What have we been looking at? James is going to chip in with that. What have we been looking at, James? What kinds of things? Animals, haven't we? We've been looking at animals. But I'm going to just extend that to say creatures. I'm going to look at a creature today. Don't get me too bogged down in all the different classifications, whatever there. But it's a kind of creature we haven't actually, don't think we haven't had yet in our consideration. We've had various animals, we've had lambs, and we've had goats and such things. For this, we would need to look up a bit. So what am I talking about there? If we have to look up a bit for these, what general kind of creature might that be that you look up for? Go on then, Charlotte. Birds? Yes. We look up for birds, and there we see them, don't we? Flying there. Okay, birds. This particular kind of bird, I was to say it is a very big bird, very large kind of bird, and it soars around up there. Grace? An eagle. Thank you. An eagle. Well, in the prophecy of Isaiah, it isn't, as it were, a literal eagle that, you have to get an eagle and do something with that. But actually, in the Bible, there are sacrifices of pigeons that are allowed for there and doves, but we're not thinking about that this morning. We've thought about some of the animals we've had in sacrifice. Here, Isaiah is looking at an illustration, right? He's using an eagle to tell us something. That's an illustration. So it's not an actual eagle, but we're to think about an eagle to help us to understand something about ourselves. And he says to us this. He says that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Anybody know anything about eagles? Why would he have said that? Why would he have said that? What's the thing about eagles that makes him think about renewing our strength and mounting up with wings like eagles? Anybody know anything about eagles? Perhaps we don't. I saw an eagle. Well, you see eagles in this country, in Scotland anyway, I think. But when I was in South Africa, well, I saw there, right high, high up, well, a very rare kind of eagles. I've got Susanna here. Perhaps she's seen some of these or see some when she goes to South Africa. I'm sure she will. But these are huge ones. And they just look like specks up there just soaring around. But I think I was told something like their wingspan is something like they're huge, huge great things. It was a black eagle, it was called. But hold me to that. Right up there. Because it looks so effortless for them. It looks so effortless. They fly up and they just hold their position there. And there they are, able to soar around. And they're able to use, what they? Again, don't understand all the aerodynamics of it, but they can use the sort of warm air that rises up and they can just catch that. And it's like without effort. They can just hold these great big birds that you think, that's hard work there to sort of get up and keep your position up there. But they're able to use the warm air and all its currents just to hold their position, be able to swoop as they need there on whatever they need to feed on and catch. Right up there, high up there, and got this sort of telescope to try to look at them. And I was told we were there just at the right time on that occasion because they only came out at certain times, and we were there just at the right time. In fact, we saw two of them. That was wonderful. But Isaiah wasn't giving to us here, as I've just been doing really, a kind of lesson just on birds. We think, well, that's interesting, and we move on. He is telling us something about ourselves. We're Christians, that is. He's telling us something about ourselves and a promise that God gives. Promise that God gives. Because he says that actually believers have a secret power that's working in them. A secret power. And that secret power works because they wait on the Lord. What does it mean to wait on the Lord. What do we talk about? It talks about it in the Bible, doesn't it? We wait on the Lord. What does that mean? What does that mean? We're used to waiting, standing around. No, it doesn't mean that, does it? What does it mean, waiting on the Lord? I'll tell you then. It means to pray. It means to go through life expecting God to be at work, having faith. He's going to do something. I know he will. I'm waiting on him. I'm keeping busy while I'm at it. Or I'm praying, perhaps, and I'm doing my Christian duty, and I'm doing my Christian service. But I'm expecting him to be at work. And wherever I am, at school or at work or doing the housework or whatever kinds of things we have there, or getting ready to go to South Africa, you know, we're expecting him to do things, to be at work. We're waiting on him. And it might be that there's some particular thing that we're looking for from him. And we think, well, I'll pray about it and then I'll leave it with him. Because I believe, you know, he's on the case. He'll be doing something because he's God and he's all powerful. And it says that those who do that will find that there's a secret power at work. Just like the eagle that's able to sort of, against all gravity, really, great big huge bird. You wouldn't think that can soar around and just circle around there, but it can. Huge, great bird that it is. And there we are as Christians, if we're Christians, that is. And, well, we've got so many things that work against us as Christians. Can you tell me any of them? What works against us? What are sort of gravity-defying things, Charlotte?
Sin.
Sin works against us. Even as Christians, sin is still there, our fears, our doubts, our attractions to things that aren't good, not pure, not righteous. And that's like you think, well, that's a gravity-defying thing. You can't take off with that. That's like having sort of lead weights in your boots there. You can't jump or get off the ground with that. What else? What else is there? What else is working against us, Molly? The devil's working against us, temptations. And his efforts there to stop us and to hinder us and to stop us taking off, if you like. He's working. You think, well, that's a gravity-defying thing. God, an eagle can't take off like that. A Christian can't really make progress with the devil against them. What else? Stanley? The world, isn't it? Sin, world, the devil, the world. Everything around us. Everything around us. We've talked about our culture, haven't we, before? All that's going on, what people out there are thinking. They're not thinking about Christ. They're not thinking spiritual thoughts. They're not respecting God or the Bible, for the most part, sadly. And so they're like a kind of weight upon us and to try to, sort of an eagle trying to take off there. Again, it's like sort of attaching weights to its wings, you would think. No. Christians, like eagles, really, defy gravity. They manage to fly. They manage to soar against what seems like all the odds. Everything there. Difficulties and hardships and problems and fears and circumstances, sin, the devil making us to doubt, causing us to think, oh, God's not going to do anything here. Where is God? But no. The Holy Spirit is working in the Christian and telling us about the Bible and telling us about Christ and saying to us, trust, trust, trust him, trust him. And so we do trust him against ourselves, against the world, against the devil. We say we will trust him. And we'll look even though we can't see the way forward, and we'll look even though this problem seems huge to us. We'll trust him. And lo and behold, we rise up. We rise above it, and we're able to hold our progress just as the eagle holds his position up there. It looks as if that is so easy. Well, we know it isn't. It's amazing that they can do that. There we are, the Holy Spirit working. Do you know anything of that? Do you know anything of that? Because it is so wonderful, that. And there are people who can say, we know what that means. We've had that. That's happened. We proved God's promise in that very thing, and that's happened for us, and it's wonderful. So, this is the Christian life. Isaiah takes the eagle as an illustration of what God will do. to the weak and to the sad and the burdened and the weary and those that the world is coming in upon and the devil seems to be trying to stop and our fears and our doubts seem to try to pull us down. But no, even so, God brings us up above that so that we hold our own and keep making progress despite everything. That's the Christian, fighting on through, keeping moving. So there is another creature this time, isn't it? It's not an animal, strictly speaking, is it? It's a bird on this occasion. But it's teaching us something. How often nature as an illustration, if it's not actual using the animal there as a sacrifice, it's teaching us something about the spiritual life and about what we need. So there we have it. We'll see, God willing, 2 weeks' time from here, what perhaps else we can learn from the Bible, an illustration from there about us perhaps, or something God is teaching us from the animal kingdom, the kingdom of things he's made. Well, let's sing, second hymn, 123, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds, 123.